It's time for Tales of Lincoln County with your hosts, Shannon LaFave and Abel Guzman from the Humane Society.
Hey, y'all. Welcome to Tales of Lincoln County with the Humane Society of Lincoln County and KRUI. We have some special things to talk about today, special guests, the whole gamut. This is Shannon, and I am joined by
Mr. Abel Guzman. How you guys doing out there?
Happy Saturday morning. Lots of things going on today, and we're going to get to all of them.
Yes.
So, Abel, what is shaking at the shelter?
All right. So, for the month of April, we had 104 animals come in for the month of April.
That's a lot.
It is, you know. But, you know, puppies, kittens are...
Oh, that's right. That time of year. Yeah. And I think we had 5 puppies go out just the other day.
Yes. Yep.
Woo!
It's crazy. That was the awesome part, though.
Okay, 104 in.
104 in, and we had a total of 97 go out.
That's good numbers. Yeah.
And the big number was the transfers, 40.
That's right.
Again, transfers have been a key for us this year. We want to be on top of, you know, being ready for fire mm-hmm. season, monsoon season, mm-hmm. or for whatever reason. There's evacuations. We have our doors open to those who need to bring their animals to us when that happens. If it does, we don't want it to happen, of course. We don't, but we're ready.
But that's right. That's very important for us to talk about because we are here for our community. And if folks need a place for their animals during an evacuation, we're available.
Yes. We're here. Ready
Hopefully
to go.
We don't get evacuated, right?
Yes.
But we have a plan for that, too.
Yes.
So, regardless, the Humane Society of Lincoln County is here for you, and we are ready to evacuate. We're also ready to be, I say, a first responder. We're not a first responder. We provide for the community, so donations and whatnot.
Yes.
Whether food.
Yep. Whatever is needed, clothes, food, toothpaste, shampoo, stuff like that, if needed, it'll be available.
Grand.
But, yeah, I mean, We're set, ready to go. I mean, mm-hmm. I kudos to our staff at the shelter for keeping on top of this, really.
Absolutely, yeah. And shout out to our resale shop staff.
Also, yes.
Because they mobilize so quickly to move things around and prepare that space for our community members to come in. Obviously, our kennel staff do as well. Get all of the guest rooms ready. But yeah, shout out to all those folks. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Anything else wild and exciting going on up there?
Well, we got our awning going up for our memorial wall. Mm-hmm, I don't mm-hmm, know if people mm-hmm. have been able to see it. It's not quite complete yet. These winds haven't helped out with anything when it comes to putting up a roof. But
right.
It's looking good. It's looking
well,
good.
And, you know, that's another thing that we don't always realize it's taking a while because of the winds, because of the red flag warnings. Yeah. We can't have welding going on.
No, no.
And it's going to be a metal roof and it will have to be welded on.
Yeah, exactly. So it's taking some time, mm-hmm. but if you get a chance, come take a look. It's looking pretty good. It's getting there. Skeleton part of it is up. We just need the final part.
That's going to be a neat space.
Yeah.
Yeah. A really nice way to memorialize, a family member, a furry family member.
Yes.
Absolutely. Yeah. Fabulous. Well, we do have the events coming up, kids. Whoa. We have WAGFest today, May 2nd in Wingfield Park from 11 to 3 o'clock. So y'all come on out. We also have our fur ball coming up in June on Friday, the 5th of June. At Alto Country Club. We're going to get to all of this. But first, let us introduce our special guest today, Tim Duckworth of the Midtown Association had the grand idea to put together a WAG Fest for our community. Welcome, Tim.
Well, hello and good morning.
Good morning good to morning. You too, sir. So what prompted you to get your fingers wet into WAGFest?
Well, I'm from North Dallas, Harry McKinney, mm-hmm. and every year they would do a type of gathering for everyone to bring their dogs.
Right.
And it was called the Crew of Barkus. Okay. And they would always have this theme where you could dress up and the owners could dress up and they would go through this little square in a parade. Uh-huh. And it brought so many people. And this is a, you know, town of, I say town, city of about 200 plus thousand people. And once I moved here, I realized, you know, everyone has a dog here. Everyone loves their dog.
This is an animal community.
It is. It really is. And so I thought, you know what? We need to somehow come up with some kind of a pet parade mm-hmm. of our own. And I thought the Humane Society was the best organization to do this. So I reached out and we got together and
here we are.
So,
well, and just to let everybody know, it's not just the pet parade. We're going to talk about that again in just a second, but we also have music
out there. Sure. Cody Jones will be out there playing. And we've also got some food.
Mm-hmm. What's our food vendor today?
We have Dr. Munchie.
Oh, yes.
Yes. And then we have Sips on 66.
Sips on 66.
Oh, that's cool.
That's a tongue twister.
Yeah. And so they've got flavored drinks, you know, for kids and such.
Grand.
And also we have, go ahead.
We have a photo opportunity. Yes. With our first responders, right?
That's right. That's right. With your pet and first responders. The heroes who come and save our pets when needed.
That's right. I might like to get pictures with our first responders.
That's cool.
That is so cool. Yes. So we have all of these things going on today. Again, starting at 11 o'clock, the food trucks are going to be in place. We're going to have vendors. We have all kinds of community mm-hmm. vendors mm-hmm. that will be out there representing from, goodness, dog training to...
grooming.
Exactly. Our Doso doggies.
Yeah.
Our dirty Doso doggies. They're amazing with our pets. A 1 o'clock parade and costume contest. Okay, so we have to talk about this. Our parade and costume contest is going to be emceed by our own Greg Widener.
Wait a minute. I'm doing what?
You're emceeing our parade.
I didn't know about
it. It was a unanimous decision.
I know. I'm looking forward to it.
And we have some celebrity judges. We have Mayor Lynn Crawford. We have Gavin Bigger, a realtor and president of the Ruidoso Rotary Club. Amanda Favis, Dr. Amanda Favis, veterinarian at Ruidoso Animal Clinic. Rennie Fitzgibbon, a nurse practitioner at Lincoln County Medical Center and a Renaissance Festival celebrity. Eddie Ryan, Events and Strategic Partnerships. Yep. And they are going to be our judges for the parade. Now, we have several different categories for our parade. So costumes can be worn by both pets and owners.
Oh, wow.
And the Humane Society has a van full of costumes already out there and ready to go for our participants if you don't have a costume. Now, some of the pet costume ideas are Twinkies. So best look-alike costume between the owner and the pet. We also have prizes for the best treat costume. So if your pet is dressed up like an ice cream cone or
a taco,
superhero, a taco.
Oh, yeah. I've seen those.
There you go. Hot dogs.
Yeah.
Right. What about Menudo?
Menudo. Oh, that'd be wow.
That'd be a tough one.
Okay. Your pet needs to come as Menudo, Tim. Have Laura bring him on out.
Don't forget the bread on the side again. Yeah.
That'll be the handler.
There you go, right?
So all kinds of different ideas for the pet costumes. And like I say, we have costumes at the park already. And if you want to peruse our costumes, you are more than welcome to do so. It is $10 to sign up for the pet parade and costume contest. And you can sign up right there at the park. We have a setup for you already. So bring out your kids, your pets, your costumes, and come and participate in our pet parade and costume contest. What have we not talked about? We mentioned Cody Jinks, our first responders. Our parade is at 1 o'clock. So if you're going to participate in the parade, please be there at 1 o'clock. The judges will be dispersed around the path of the parade through the park. And we'll wrap up in front of the Humane Society van where our own Greg will be chit-chatting about the dogs and their owners as they walk past. Our judges will turn in their votes, and we have lots of prizes, lots of fun prizes for both the animals and the owners. 2 o'clock is when the first responders will have their photo segment. So, you know, bring your own cameras. I know that we'll have our own photographer, Sarah Matula, out there, but feel free to bring, of course, your phone to take your own pictures of your kiddos with our first responders or with Tim and Greg. I'm sure they'll take photos as well.
Yeah, absolutely. I'll be there.
Are you going to dress up?
I'm going to, no.
There goes the menudo.
You know, this is our first annual WAC Fest.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of cool.
It's fun.
It is. And, you know, this is one of these things that it's a rain, snow, or shine.
I know, right?
Yeah.
I guess we need to mention that too. Right. Okay. Okay. So everybody come out for our first annual WAC Fest today. Starting at 11 o'clock, lots of food, drinks. Midtown Association is going to have some free tchotchkes, some freebies for everybody. A big thing here, Downshift and Cisco, the food purveyor, have donated ice cream bars.
That's right. So we will have them at our tent and coolers, and anyone come by and get you a free portable ice cream.
There you go.
Fabulous. Mm. Thank you, Downshift and Cisco. That's stellar.
Okay, there's a lot. There's a lot going on.
There is a lot.
Well, you know, it is May in Rio Doso.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, to be able to find a weekend, kids, that isn't taken up by something, wow.
I just can't believe it's May 2nd.
Right?
Already.
Right?
It's insane. It seems like Christmas was just 2 weeks ago.
And here we are. Okay, so today, everybody, come on out to Wingfield Park. Did I say Wingfield Park? Okay, it's at Wingfield Park. Heavens to Betsy. Yeah, come on out. Wingfield Park, starting at 11 o'clock. We wrap up at 3 o'clock. Activities going on all day. Come on out with your kiddos, your pets. Love to have you.
Yeah.
Come and see us.
Come have some fun.
Absolutely.
Yep.
Okay, second big news, the Furball 2026 is coming up on Friday, June 5th at the Alto Lakes Country Club. Now, we have had a lot of fun preparing for this. Our theme is Paws and Outlaws. So, as in Billy the Kid, y'all.
This is going to be fun.
Dress up in your best Western, your best Billy the Kid, your best Saloon Girl. Come on out and let's do Paws and Outlaws. We're going to have entertainment again. Of course, we have our DJ as always. We're going to have our photo booth, and it's going to be unique this year. We're going to have all kinds of Western get-ups at our photo booth. So come and strike a pose. This is all to benefit our special guest at the shelter, Abel. So the Furball is the backbone of our annual income, and it provides the shelter with medical care for the animals, spay-neuter services. It helps us to prepare the animals for loving homes. This is a big deal.
No, it is. No, it sure is a big deal. I mean, this money goes a long ways, let me tell you. Having this event is key, really. Mm-hmm. It's key to keep this shelter going for the year. You know, without this money, there's a lot of things we couldn't do if we didn't have this coming in, this income. And we so much appreciate those who are a part of it, really.
And how can people be a part of it? Do they have to come to be a part?
They don't. No, they can also donate. Their donation can go in the silent auction. You know, they can donate towards that. If they want to sponsor a table, they can also do that.
Right.
Or if they'd like to just give a donation towards the furball. I mean, there's so many things one can do.
Right.
But yeah, please, we ask you guys to be a part of this. It's fun. It's a fun night. I mean, just every year we have this, I like to wait and see what people are going to be dressed up as. It's a lot of fun.
Well, and we have our groups.
Yes, we do.
Oh, my goodness.
People go all out.
I'm going to send a shout out to the Ruidoso Animal Clinic and to the Community Foundation of Lincoln County.
Yeah.
Because they go all out.
They do.
They are fun groups. And, oh, Fusion Nut Spa, too.
Oh, they are. Yep.
Oh, my gosh. Tell you what, that's some setup there. They're good. They're fun.
Right?
Yeah. They're fun.
Right? They are. Oh, my goodness. Yeah, we do have a blast. And, you know, we recognize that this year has been a tough year for us all, and it's hard to dig down deep in those pockets. We get it. We totally get it. That's why Abel said, you know, any donation, just the smallest thing, a gift card, a T-shirt, anything that we can use to raise funds for our animals. Ooh, I do want to share what we have on the live auction, though, because this is always a biggie. All right, so this year, Chef Michonne Svenner from Rainmaker has donated chef-made dinners in the home. So he comes to your home. He calls you in advance. You talk about what you want to serve, what you want to have, and then he comes in and cooks and serves the dinner right there in your own home. This is a biggie.
Yeah. That's huge.
It is huge. It is huge. Tim, we've had so much fun with this in the past.
I'm telling you, well, you know, I'm going to be there for sure. Me and my wife.
Nice.
There's no question, and I'm going after that.
No.
So watch out, folks.
Ooh.
So, yeah, Chef Michonne has always been very generous. Now, we also have trips, as always. This year, we've really looked hard at what people have been interested in bidding on. One of the trips is an adventure in Ireland for two. So a beautiful trip to Ireland for two. The second trip is a trip for four to Italy, and it will feature dinner cooked for the four by a chef there at the location. So this is, I don't remember if it was a vineyard that they'll be staying at, but two really cool trips, one to Ireland, one to Italy, and these are at your scheduling convenience. So some really fun things to bid on. And this is the live auction, of course, the silent auction. We already have some fun things. There's a Kate Spade bag. There's, I don't remember what else was on the shelf.
I just know that the shelf is full of things ready to go.
All right. All right, guys, you've heard it. And, you know, I don't know that you even have to attend the event to bid. You can sign up on our website, through our website, and if you are registered for the silent auction, you can watch the bidding and you can outbid people that are there. So feel free to go onto the website and check it out.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm going to be checking that out.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, for 3 years, I've tried to get this particular jacket. It's a Humane Society jacket, and I've been outbid every single year. So that's my goal this year.
Well, it's my goal to fight you on it.
Great, Tim.
Yes. Now you know who your competition is.
Right?
Absolutely.
Bid generously and bid often.
Mm-hmm. So we want everybody to participate in some way in Paws and Outlaws. Again, it benefits the guests at the Humane Society. We can't do it without our community. And we always recognize you guys. We couldn't do it without our community at any time. So Paws and Outlaws coming up June 5th. Remember today, all day out at Wingfield Park, Wag Fest. Bring your dogs. You know, and I say dogs. If you're brave, bring your kitty cat.
Snake on a leash.
Snake on a leash, your llama, your pork belly, your pot belly pig.
Yeah, there we go. We need a pot belly pig and a spider pig.
A spider pig. Okay. Bring your animals out today. Paws and Outlaws later. And want to say something kind of special about our broadcast today. You know, this is our 1 year anniversary. This was a brainchild of Kitey Thornton and Greg to get us on the air each month. So big shout out to Kitey and Greg for getting this going. And goodness, Greg, I think we've made every month.
Yeah, I haven't missed one. And big shout out to you, Shannon, because you've taken over the reins.
Well,
and the show is excellent. Thank you.
Well, we have amazing guests. We have amazing staff. We couldn't do it without, again, our community. So thanks to everybody. Okay, folks, so we have to split and run over to Wingfield Park. We look forward to seeing everybody there. Tim, thank you.
You betcha.
Very much for your time.
Yeah, we're going to the same place.
Yep.
Right? Let's all hop in the car. Let's go.
Yeah, that's right.
There you go. That's right. Abel, Greg, come on up. Greg, you better be there.
I'll be there.
Okay, well, as always, kids, we wrap up by reminding you, as Kitey Thornton would say,
remember, adopt, don't shop.
You've been listening to Tales of Lincoln County on KRUI 1490 AM and 99.1 FM, The Mountain.